Well, hello everybody, and welcome to our next podcast, podcast number 7, Luch.
Yes, and the first one for 2018. Pete, what have you been up to?
Well, we haven't been twiddling our thumbs. It's been pretty busy time. So since the new requirements of the 1st of March came in this year, it's been certainly a busy period with the registrar's requirements have changed again, and now with that, standalone transfers, as you know, need to be registered electronically.
Yes.
And there are a couple of additional changes as well. And we've been so busy, Luch, that we've actually hired a new staff member, and I'm pleased to introduce Dylan Bray. How are you going, Dylan?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Pete. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're going well. So you've come in at an interesting time. You've been working in the industry for some time, haven't you?
Yeah, over 7 years. Previously worked with you at an agency.
You did, and we're rapt to have you on board. One of the interesting issues that we wanted to address in this podcast is just in relation to when you can settle via paper and when you need to settle via PEXA.
There's some really interesting implications of that, because if you do happen to settle on paper and you can't register those documents, you can even be left having paid stamp duty but needing to pay it again through PEXA.
That's right. So I think probably the key thing for solicitors and conveyancers to keep in mind is to understand what they're going to be left with after settlement, and then also to understand whether they're going to be able to register these documents once settlement's taken place.
And certainly I've had some couple of phone calls from some quite distressed solicitors that have done the right thing accordingly, settled on paper, paid the stamp duty, comes to register the title, and the registrar has turned them away.
And in doing that, you're left with, potentially $50,000 paid in stamp duty that you need to then have refunded, and that can take about 60 working days or 60 days.
Oh, hey, you can pay it again if you've got the money.
Yeah,
and then ask for the
50
refund.
Grand in your back pocket. Yeah. Well, that's okay. But you also need to then settle the matter again electronically. So, and that's because the PEXA system is just built so that you need to actually verify duty while you're settling the matter. So, it does make it tricky. But in any case, we've been dealing this for a while, so we're certainly here to help anyone who's having issues with that, or who has questions. You can ring and speak to Luciana, Dylan, or Peter, myself.
I'd speak to Dylan too.
he knows it all. Yeah. And that's about all we wanted to cover, I think, today, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah.
All right, so thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you next time.